Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers. So news at NBC. Brennan, how are you?
Good morning. How are we? We had a pretty cold start, some more snow, but we've got a warm-up tomorrow.
So I know.
Let's just
power through today.
We'll get through. I was a little alarmed when I woke up this morning and got ready, went out and opened the garage, and there was a blanket of snow outside.
It was, you know, down in Bristol, they were trying to get with the season last night. They started making the snow up on top of the mountain for getting ready for the ski season. So we're getting there, but I think tomorrow is going to be like 60 near that. I think we're going to top out at 34 to 40 today.
And that's supposed to be what? For the next several days, it's supposed to be pretty nice, right?
Yeah, next several days, we are tracking a little bit of a rain and wintry mix for Wednesday into Thanksgiving, but not a lot of people will be traveling too far this year, so
You'd imagine we'll
be all right. And maybe we can have a decent Thanksgiving, and you can be outside some if you want to, but I'm trying to remember if it was last year or the year before. It was like the coldest Thanksgiving we had had on that date ever. It was just, I remember people doing the turkey trot and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Always freezing, but it's,
I used to do that.
We're okay. It wasn't snow rush weather for me. Yeah, just let it fly off the car a little bit.
Brennan, before we jump into the news here, let's rehash our Savage or Sensible. Curious to get your input on this one. We talked to a listener named Trisha.
This is right up Brennan's alley.
We talked to a listener named Trisha about an hour or so ago, and she wanted to know, Savage or Sensible, still going to your family's Thanksgiving, even though they cut all the spouses and significant others from the guest list to keep it under that maximum of 10. So she wanted to still go and have her husband stay home and watch the kids.
Wow. So she made the cut, but others didn't.
It's her parents.
But she said she's got a lot of siblings, so it was impossible to invite everyone, and they couldn't just invite a couple. So they said, no significant others, no spouses, no kiddos. We're just going to go the main family, the mom, the dad, and the siblings there.
I think that's sensible because, it's just the safe and limited interaction you can have. Think of it this way. Like, you know, if you were the 100th person on a wedding list and it was like 102 or 103 was your spouse or your kids coming with you and you still wanted to go see the wedding, whoever it was, I think it's kind of like that. It's just
really
some people won't make the cut.
I'm surprised.
Would you be offended if your wife Steph's mom said, Steph, you and baby Brooklyn can come, but that Brennan guy, leave him home.
We don't have room. I'm sorry. He can't make the cut. Brennan actually probably would love this because then
he'd
would just get
like,
to stay home.
Jackpot.
The daily reminder that I don't like hanging out with people. So this came up in our talks. Like, we were all trying to say, what are we going to do? My brother-in-law always barbecues for Thanksgiving. How are we going to do this safely? And like, most people, because they have normal jobs, they were going to say, we're going to take it easy and not do anything or go anywhere, like to the grocery store or something over the next couple of days, and we'll be safe to go. But, I'm working all next week, and, you know, I've been at the station, been out in public, and I was going to be okay. Like, I'm going to work, and I'm just going to hang out at home on that Thursday, and my wife can bring me back some food. So we had reached that compromise of where I was on the cut, on the outside, looking in, sitting at home on my couch watching football by myself.
Hand up against the glass, the window glass.
Yeah. There's no part of you that would feel resentful at all sitting there by yourself with no delicious food in front of you, eating a sad turkey sandwich.
sad turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. There's not a happy turkey sandwich.
Not at Thanksgiving, my friend.
No, it's I think Thanksgiving would be fine. I'd be a little bummed out on Christmas if that happened.
Was I being dramatic when I said I'd be incredibly resentful? I'm also super food motivated, and Thanksgiving's my favorite meal. So if I was stuck home alone, not having that delicious meal,
you could go to your parents though.
Yeah, but Trisha that we talked to, her husband's parents don't live within distance to get there. So
that sounds like a personal issue.
I guess so.
Brennan, I gave you a little heads up, skis, earlier today on the Twitter. Shout out to those new flocks. Stupid.
They're called fleets.
Whatever, same thing. Doesn't matter.
God.
Are we all in agreement that it's awful?
Horrible.
I find the irony in it, though, of that we've been clamoring for an edit button forever, since the existence of Twitter, and people just talk about it daily, and then the change they give us is something that literally no one asked for.
I got online yesterday, my app had updated. I was like, okay, why are these people up at the top? And I was thinking, right. Okay, well, some of these were like my most recent interaction, so maybe that's how they do that. And then I started clicking through them, and all of them were like, this is stupid. No.
Yep.
Who needs this? Is this Instagram? And I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, but let's seriously, though, let's just see how this plays out, because we know that people hate change, right? And they're going to complain about it because that's just what we do. It's going to get to the point where people are like, oh, it's not that bad. And then they're going to be using it like they do everything else, and it's not going to be a big deal. We're just being dramatic for the sake of being dramatic.
Just give us the edit button and give us the asterisk that says, like, this tweet has been edited.
Yes,
so, you know,
yes,
like, we'll find the compromise there.
Trust me, I'd rather have that as well. But I think it became kind of, like, trendy to, like, crap on it, right?
Yeah, it was just... I don't know. Like,
I felt the same way about Insta stories.
I asked my wife, and she was like, well, my phone hasn't updated. What does this look like? And I was like, look at this. And she's like, it looks like Facebook and Instagram. Yeah.
They're all the same.
Like, how many stories do we really need? Like,
it's a lot of content mouths to feed it, to be honest. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And, like, social media was supposed to be fun at one point. I would argue that's not really the case
Well,
anymore.
It's also now part of your job, so.
Yeah. Mind you, this is coming from someone who's been bragging about new followers, like, over the past week, and of Breezy and getting picked up.
Oh, have you been bragging, Breezy?
I have new followers?
I thought you were talking about that. I know that my wife follows you, and I think her as well. So.
Yes.
You were bragging about that, it's true.
Yes, I was. That's not really about followers. That's just about Steph as a whole, because she's a queen.
All right, we should dive into maybe some news here. What do you think?
Speaking of Twitter, this does relate and tie in. I tweeted you earlier when the chart got released of the outlines of our zones for our county right here. The red zone, the orange zone, and the yellow zone. Currently, Monroe County is sitting pretty in the yellow zone. And
I don't know about sitting pretty.
I mean, I'd rather be sitting there than the orange zone.
It's better than orange or red, sure, but
sorry, let me get to the tweet. It's just so hard to navigate this brand new Twitter. Jeez.
Maybe it's in a fleet. Actually, it was probably a fleet, and it's gone. It's 24 hours.
Nikki, your fearless, you know, partner in crime, Nikki Rudd, tweeted this out. Okay, so yellow, let's just break it down. Places of worship, 50%. Mass gatherings for yellow, 25%. People maximum indoors and outdoors.
Now, I want to preface some of this because we got those metrics that came out when Governor Cuomo started using them downstate, and of course, now Monroe County is in the yellow zone. We'll talk about getting into the orange maybe this weekend in a second. So, there's still there are rules for the different zones, and then Cuomo came back and recently made like kind of the statewide mandate that it was like 10 people at your home, like those were the gatherings and kind of the limits. So that kind of supersedes some of this. But right now we're in the orange zone, and this being yellow. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say.
I was like, wait, what?
Breaking news.
No. I'm reading through the chart now. So we are on the verge of getting in the orange zone, though.
Yes.
So if that happens, think about some of the earlier phases. We're talking about gyms and salons closing altogether, not limiting capacity. Schools having to go all online unless they're meeting a certain testing criteria and there's not a lot of cases, which that's not what we're seeing now. And that's, I mean, Monroe County's rate dropped a little bit yesterday, so that's 3.7%. But we're still above 5% over the weekly 7-day rolling average of positivity rate. And for the yellow zones, like if you stay above that, above 4% for I think it's a week to 10 days, that's when you automatically move up. And okay. That's when the new restrictions come in. So we've got to watch the next couple of days to get some things going. But for now, we are still in the yellow, but it's amazing. Everyone's kind of trying to track the numbers themselves and figuring out, okay, well, what will the orange mean? Yeah. In terms of affecting me. And this is like restaurants doing outdoor carry out only, like they take away the inside seating, right. Which is tough whenever you consider stepping outside today and how cold it is.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then red would be further on, and that would be takeout only, more just essential businesses that would be up and running, kind of back to phase one and
the
two.
The start of, yeah.
Brett, I guess what Breezy was confused about, and I am too, if you're looking at the breakdowns of the zones, as we are in yellow.
The bracket, yeah.
It says 25 or less.
Why are we why are we like mixing and matching the categories
orange
and the numbers?
Orange is 10 or less, but we also know that we're only allowed to have 10 people.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm confused by that.
Is it this
good question.
Is it them getting ahead of we saw what happened coming off of Halloween, and we know for a fact that a lot of the transmission is taking place with these smaller gatherings, and they're tightening that one up because it doesn't affect businesses?
Yes. Yes. And I will say again, like the metrics for the zones, I know you're going to hear that like in your dreams by the time we're done with this of what zone we're in.
It's the new
so that's been out because they've been using that downstate around Brooklyn in some of the first clusters. And then that's when we got the whole statewide orders of, hey, 10 people, bars, gyms are closing at 10 tonight. That was for all New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. And then that's whenever that 10 person number at a private place, like that's what we're watching for. The gatherings and stuff. And whenever you're looking at the zones, I think what you really need to pay attention to is the businesses that would shut down. And that's, again, any place you're going now. So a gym, a salon, something like that, some of the later places to open. There's a lot of fears that come this weekend, next week, if things don't significantly improve with the updates we get today and tomorrow and Saturday, might have to close.
Yeah. Right. Brendan Summers, who needs to NBC, on this now. There is a little cause to be optimistic, though. I saw a tweet from Dr. Michael Mendoza, the public health commissioner of Monroe County, yesterday, saying that it looks as if perhaps, and again, we've got to keep following the numbers, but it seems like there may have been a bit of a plateau, and we could be on the way to a downtrend, which would be obviously fantastic.
Yeah, and I saw that, and people have asked, because we know that they're testing thousands of teachers and students every day, is that going to skew kind of the rate that we see? So
it would help it if it's low.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why you got to take a context look at it. And that's what Mendoza did when he put out that release, is that he was like, you know, school aside, like we're flattening out a little bit, and let's see where it goes from here, because we've heard from local districts all over the place. And as expected, like few to just a handful of cases of what they found as they test, you know, that 20% pool of teachers and students, which, you know, if they've got kind of an out of this, that maybe if this continues and they stay below the rate of our region as a whole, they wouldn't have to keep on testing kids. But each designation for yellow zone runs at least 2 weeks, so we'll be getting through Thanksgiving on that.
Got it. All right, Brennan, let's go to some positive news here. Some more vaccine updates, this specifically from Pfizer and BioNTech.
It seems like every morning to start these weeks that they're just dropping these vaccine bombs on us.
Right. I want to shoot out of a vaccine cannon.
Listen, it is great news, and this is the one that has ties to Rochester. So URMC and Pfizer, they've been working on this. Their trials are done, and they say, remember a couple weeks ago, they said this is 90% effective. They've come back now and says 95.
Yeah.
And there's hardly any side effects other than fatigue and maybe a headache and just a few people that they looked at. So now Pfizer and BioNTech, the company working with them, they're going to the FDA. They're saying, give us emergency authorization to use this. And they're going to do that in the next couple of days. The FDA will review it. And if it goes through, they hope to have 50 million doses by the end of the year, more than a billion by the end of next year. And this is, I mean, more positive news. We talked the other day just about Moderna coming out with its own announcement. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that both of these, I know that there's, you know, competing companies all trying to find a cure, and we're all trying to get to the same goal. They're similar in how they make up. It's very technical, but it's basically, it seems like the same type of vaccine you'd get. So we've got this fast track coming along, and this is just great news again to start off today.
I love it. I love it. Even though some people might not take the vaccine or don't want to take the vaccine, it's good for the people that are older because, you know, we're going to start with them, immune compromised, and, yeah, and make our way down. That's awesome.
And first responders, too. And real quick on that point is, right now, because of what we're dealing with, like the second surge, like if there was a vaccine, like everyone would be, like, more emphasis on going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, as we look ahead to spring and summer when it would be more widely available to you and me and most people, what is the need going to be then? Like, and it all depends on how serious the outbreak is at that point. Let's say, like, if New York was where it was in June and July, where it was virtually non-existent in our community, it was so low with the rate compared to now. And it's, you still got to get people out there, just like the flu shot and other vaccines. It works if people go get it. And to help the most people get it, to keep it from spreading.
Absolutely.
This was a good question that I think is a fun tidbit. Are Canadian drivers going to be getting toll bills when it comes to coming in here?
I know we've talked about cashless tolling over and over again.
That's
on,
favorite
on
subject.
But listen, it launched on the thruway, so anyone driving 90 from Buffalo down to Albany, like, this affects you, and we heard this story this morning, and I got five questions about it after that. So, cashless tolling, remember, you're paying with an easy pass, or you're going to get a bill through the mail later. Can't use cash and coins. There's no one at the toll booths anymore taking your money. And people have said, all right, so Buffalo, you got people commuting, people coming back and forth between Canada. How's that work? So they'd actually had cashless tolling before at the Grand Island bridges, which everyone drives over if you've gone to Niagara Falls. And for about 19 months, Canadian drivers, after that launched a couple years ago, they were getting a free pass, essentially. The state could tell them to pay the tolls, but they had no real legal authority to track them down and give them a bill. And that was until about a year ago, the Thruway Authority and the state reached a deal with Ontario, that province, to get access to addresses of the Canadian drivers so they could start billing them. But that's how it'll work. Keep in mind, the border's closed for now to any non-essential travel, but there you go. If anyone out there has questions about the thruway or maybe another topic we can move into, it's goodquestion@WHEC.com. I'll answer any of them.
Perfect.
There you go. All right. Awesome. Brendan Summers from News and NBC. Let's get some election updates. Kind of weird considering, you know, it was, what, over 2 weeks ago now.
It was over 2 weeks ago.
Let's start with the presidential election because the president still continues to say that there was fraud with the voting. There's yet to be any proof of that. However, was this overnight this broke where one of the biggest counties in Michigan originally refused to certify the results? And he was seeing that as a big win. And then that got overturned.
Yeah, it came back. And this is what we've seen with absentee ballots everywhere, even here, like in the county. And the president still attacking the results. If you follow him on Twitter, you've seen the tweets all day long. Even yesterday, he fired a top U.S. cybersecurity expert who declared this the most secure election we've ever had in American history. So this is just not going away at this point, as on the other hand, you've got the Biden team working on his transition, and he's still picking up votes as we kind of go through the tallies on these. And in some states where the president had looked to mount some legal challenges, like some of these votes are above certain thresholds, and where they're not, the Trump campaign will have to decide if they want to spend millions to go through different recount processes or if they want to try to find some way to fight it in the court.
What was it? The recount in Georgia would be, what, $8 million, I believe?
Yeah, that was the figure. I think it was anywhere from like $7 to $8 million. And it's, we've heard from election officials at every county and state level in these states, and they've all said, we've gone through this. All looks good. No major issues that we've seen. And it's, I think we're, I don't know if we're waiting for a concession or what's going to happen. We haven't really heard from the president publicly taking pressers in a couple of days now, just waiting for that.
I probably wouldn't put money on that happening, unfortunately, for this kind of democracy and the transition of power, no matter what side you're on.
Well, it's interesting because anytime the inauguration comes around in January, like you're used to seeing, and the pandemic aside, it'll look different. But you're used to seeing, I mean, even Obama was at the White House with Michelle Obama, and they welcome President Trump. And the new first lady incoming, and they, you know, they take a ride to the Capitol, and they're both at the ceremony, and there are questions over what's the inauguration going to look like during that transition of power, which yeah. by the Constitution happens on that same date every time. And this is a month to about 2 months from today, getting to that on the 20th of January.
And every time there's an election, there's a divide in the country, because obviously some people are going to vote for one, some will vote for the other. But then that represents the coming together, right? That transition is so important because it's supposed to create a symbolic unity that we are a country and accept the results of the election. And just I fear for the backlash of that not happening the way that it normally does.
We'll see. And it's just, I know for our generation, we're looking at this and we see it's just so split in what mm-hmm. you saw with the turnout on both sides of just, I mean, hardliners saying like President Trump won, or that, I mean, the president has been tweeting that the election was rigged and they believe that
sure.
like 1,000%. And it's just, once we get, you know, we move past the election, we'll get to a new term with the Biden presidency. And then it's, we'll have this whole new era over that we haven't had over the past couple of years to see how will the change look like? Like, how are people going to work together? What's going to happen with the other lawmakers on both sides on mm-hmm. Capitol Hill? And this is it's a huge transition in the middle of a global pandemic where the U.S. is seeing an 80% spike in cases in every state.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know, Brennan, you and your colleagues there at News 10 NBC have some updates on some local elections as well. WHEC.com if you want to check that out. But we have taken up enough of your time for today, Brennan. We appreciate you, sir.
Thanks, Brennan.
You're good. Hey, one last thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The Pro Bowl for the NFL Ooh. Is all virtual. They're going to be playing Madden, the video game.
Really? I didn't hear this yet. Wow. Okay.
So
all right, Brennan,
like...
we did run out of time, though.
No. I'm curious.
Listen,
go.
You could vote for your Bills players to play in it. You'll also have celebrities doing all that. It's just one more thing that'll be 2020, even though it'll be played virtually in 2021.
So
remember, Josh Allen doesn't love you.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Bruce. Brennan, you have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.